They eventually caught up to Lena in a vast room. A hall of some sort. Stripping off her coat when they caught her by the shoulders, she stumbled and fell face first. But the three of them tackled her and rolled her onto her back.
Quit!
Stop you squirming! We're gonna do you real good. All three of us at once.
Just as the men were pinning her pallid and desperately thrashing hands and closing on her sweet lips, they were struck by the creepiest sensation. Even Lena forgot her struggles and donned a hue of terror. From that strange knot of humanity, four pairs of eyes focused on the same spot in the darkness simultaneously. Out of the unplumbed depths of the blackness, a single shadowy figure emerged. A figure that seemed to them darker by far than the blackness shrouding this whole universe.
One civilization met its end here. While it's impossible to halt the progress of time, you would do well to show some respect for what's been lost.
Lena scrambled up and took cover behind the figure, but the men didn't so much as twitch. They couldn't even speak. Peg and the rest of the men had burst into the room with enraged expressions, but then froze in their tracks.
What the hell are you?
Peg had been laid low by this ghostly aura beyond human ken. At that moment, the only thoughts running through the minds of Haig's men concerned getting down off the hill as fast as humanly possible.
Leave. This is no place for you.
At the stranger's bidding, the men got to their feet and started to back away. The reason they remained facing forward was not so much due to the old adage about never letting your foe see your back, as it was due to their terror at not knowing what might happen to them if they turned around. Some things are worse than dying, the men all muttered in their heart of hearts. Once they'd fallen back to the hall's entrance, the men regained some of their spirit. The roof of the windowless corridor was laced with cracks that let sunlight pour in. Haig pulled out a Molotov cocktail, and another man produced some matches. Striking the match on his pants, he put the flame to the rags. Haig heaved the firebomb. The blazing bottle limbed a smooth arc across the room and landed at the pair's feet. But no 2,000-degree lake of flame spread from it. The bottle simply stood upright on the intricately mosaiced floor. The men probably hadn't even seen the silvery flash that split the air. The men scrambled over each other in an effort to flee down the hallway, and they didn't look back.